839 to WEOL, your voice, your vote. This time between now and Election Day, we're spotlighting different issues on the November ballot. And today we have with us the superintendent of Avon Lake Schools, Bob Scott. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
On a weather like this, do kids in school think, wow, it still seems like it. Look at the beautiful day outside. I want to get outside. I don't want to be in the classroom as much.
It is difficult to keep their focus in the classroom. It's difficult to keep the teachers and the administrators focused in the classroom on days like this.
Well, you get to take a little field trip to see us today. Good to have you back in the studio.
Well, Craig, again, thank you for having me. And it is. This is when you walk slowly to the car.
Yep,
sort of enjoy the color of the trees and the weather, because you know it's going to change quickly.
Let's talk a little bit about your issue on the ballot. It's a new levy. You're looking for some new money, so give us some of the nuts and bolts.
And the nuts and bolts of this one are it's big, and we know it's big. It's a $9.04, $7.5 million per year, five-year emergency levy. And, of course, we always point out that emergency piece is more of just verbiage for the state, that it's a fixed dollar levy. But we really are in a bit of an emergency condition. I'll go back one step. It is issue number 32 on the ballot, which is important when we get to next to November 6th, that Tuesday. But we're in a little bit different condition. We talk about these levies, and we have them fairly regularly on the ballot. All school systems do, just because of the way schools are funded in the state of Ohio. Avon Lake is in a little bit different situation this year, in that the reason we're on the ballot and the reason the amount is what it is because of loss of revenue from depreciation of properties in Avon Lake and because of cuts we've seen from the state of Ohio.
What impact will the power plant have? I know it's scheduled for shutdown at some point. What's happening there in relation to the schools?
Part of the loss that we've had up to this point, really starting back in 2009, and why the reason our hole is so big, that loss of revenue that we're having right now is approaching $7 million a year. And that first big chunk that we lost was back in 2009 when they started devaluing that power plant. And when they generate less electricity, we get less revenue, we get less tax revenue. And that first bite was $1.2 million per year that we lost. We know that it's going to close down in 2015. We don't see anything on the horizon that's going to change that. Again, it's going to be a large loss in the millions, almost $4 million a year. We're not exactly sure, because we're not sure what they're going to do with the property once they actually quit generating electricity. Part of this levy and part of the size of this levy is that we're hoping that we don't have to come back to the voters in 2015. We feel like that over the last couple of years, we've really been able to reduce our expenditures, fewer teachers, doing things differently. We've dropped our per student cost from $10,800 down to $10,500, and we've done that really without losing quality. We feel like that we can do that over the next couple of years with the new dollars, make changes, and then hopefully get over that hurdle of losing the power plant. Because even if they do something with the property, it's going to be years before the school sees any revenue coming from it.
When you talk about 2015, that's not, when you think about it, it's not that far off. 2013 is just about here. Yesterday, mm-hmm. we're talking about the new high school being built in Lorain. It'll open in 2016. And in a sense, it seems like, well, it's 4 years away, but, not really. I mean, it'll come quickly.
Well, and it does come quickly. School systems, time is sort of relative, and as a parent, everybody knows that, you've had kids go through school and it seems like they start kindergarten and you sort of turn around and all of a sudden they're in high school, then they graduate and they're off on their own, either college or the workforce. So 2 or 3 or 4 years in a school system's life is a short time span. And you need that time to make correct changes. What really hurts in the levy cycle, and one of the problems with the way that schools are funded in general in Ohio, which hopefully can be changed at some point, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But it really is you end up running that cycle that you put things in place that really help kids. And Avon Lake is a really outstanding school system. 90% of our kids go to 2 or 4 year schools, or the military really have choices. our kids have an advantage, we feel, because 60% of them can earn college credit or have earned college credit every year without ever leaving our campus, either AP classes. LCCC is such a great partner for us that we actually have dual credit classes through them on campus. And we feel like we've taken that college and career ready to where it needs to be. Well, you put those programs in place, and the majority of our cost is personnel. You can't run those programs without a person to teach the course. And we're doing lots of things to try to help that, online classes, different things that we're trying. But in the end, you have to have those people. And there's a point where if a levy fails or revenue drops back like ours, the huge loss of $7 million a year, you can't have those people in the classroom, so of course the kids' opportunities drop. And unfortunately, when they drop, even if you eventually pass the levy, they don't come back necessarily.
You talk about the quality of education. The state report cards just came out. Yeah. Avon Lake did very well. Tell us your reaction to that.
Well, and it takes time. We're very proud of it. And the teachers, parents, students are all more than aware of the standardized testing in the state of Ohio and the report card that comes out. Of course, the day it comes out, the next day there's a listing in the Plain Dealer of everybody in the area. And we were fifth on that list. I mean, it's a really nice place to be when you open up the paper and you start looking down and there's 140 or so school systems listed in the area and you're fifth. We work at it. That performance index, which is really part of that, and the excellent with distinction, which means that your kids are not only doing a year of learning according to the testing, but they're doing over a year, above a year. That's where you want to be. And we feel like that when we look at the other schools that are at the top of that list, that if all of them are really looking at the state testing as a minimum, and what you're really looking at is, can these kids compete when they try to apply for a college, when they want to go into a program where you have to get certified for employment? And we feel like that's what we're doing. And part of that is we're showing that, we take care of all of our business, from standardized testing to the ability for our kids to compete, whether it's at Ohio State or Harvard.
It's issue 32 on the November ballot. If I'm a resident of Avon Lake, what will passing that mean to me as far as my pocketbook is concerned?
And again, this is a very large levy, and we're aware of it. Our school board looked at it long and hard before they put it out, but they believe that it's an honest amount for us to keep going forward. We could have done a smaller one, which would have had less of an impact economically on people, and we know it's a tough time. But we didn't feel like it was right to do a small one, come back 2 years later and do another small one. It's going to be $277 per $100,000 evaluation. The average house in Avon Lake is about $240,000 when you aggregate everything, and that would come to about $53 per month for a person in Avon Lake.
Is the community supportive of most of the issues that come before them related to the school?
They really are. I mean, one of the things that we did, which helped make the decision to put the amount on, is we did a survey of the community. We had Paul Fallon Research do it, who is a professional research group, because we wanted something that was research-based and statistically significant so we could count on the numbers. And the first thing that came out was they asked, are you satisfied with the school system? And it came back as being a 93% satisfaction rate for the people surveyed. And Paul Fallon goes, Bob, I've done this for 20 years all over the world, highest score we've ever had in a research survey. So we were real pleased with that. I think if you see our kids and see what they do in the community, whether it's academically or whether it's service projects or music, we have great music programs in our district, people are satisfied. When they were asked, would you support a 9.0 levy, it was 44% said they would, 40% said they wouldn't. And again, that was information we used in deciding to going for that higher number, which again, we felt like was an honest number to the community. If you really want a school system that is the quality is now and to be able to keep that into the future, this is the honest number. We can have education in the future. If we don't have the dollars we have right now, it'll be a different education than we have right now.
This Friday, Amherst, Avon Lake going at it.
Always big.
This one's at home, too, so you guys are having the home crowd that's going to be a part of that.
It's always nice. And you know, this year I know Amherst has been struggling a little bit, but you know, we know they've got a good coach and we know they've got good kids. And when it's Avon Lake, they're always going to get up to the game for the game. So we know it'll be a good game. It'll be a lot of fun that good Friday night. The weather's going to be cool. It'll be football night.
Yeah, it's hard to, I don't want to say hard to believe, Craig. I throw that out there. The football season, the regular season is coming to an end this week already.
Well, and I have to put a plug in. Our volleyball team plays Brunswick actually tonight for the district championship. So, you know, it's like I said, it's Avon Lake is a football school, but it really is a good athletic school and a good music school, and our kids really excel at almost anything that we do.
It's the issue 32 coming up on the November ballot. You'll see that in Avon Lake. Our superintendent of schools for Avon Lake, Bob Scott, joining us today. Thank you for sharing the information with us this morning.
Bruce, Craig, thanks for having me.